Well, we go overseas now for another gender issue at a summer music festival. For years, they've been criticized for male-dominated programs. But this year, one of Europe's most acclaimed is focusing on gender parity. Primavera Sound kicks off today in Barcelona, Spain, with a 50-50 gender lineup. Performers include Solange, Janelle Monáe, Miley Cyrus, Erykah Badu. But as Lucia Benavides reports, it's just one part of Barcelona's music scene that's committing to bringing more women on stage.
It's a Tuesday night, and Sala Vol in downtown Barcelona is packed with people. Many are sitting on the floor around the stage, watching three women perform a Buena Vista Social Club cover. Every 2 weeks, the club hosts a women-only open mic, organized by the grassroots collective Las Pibas Producen, the women produce. Rocío Rapoport is one of the founders of the group.
¿Qué es esto? Visibilización de mujeres e identidades disidentes en la industria musical.
Our objective is to make women and minorities in the music industry more visible, she says. The group hosts various events and collaborates with organizations across Barcelona. Growing up in Argentina, the three founders say they didn't see many women on stage, so Fernanda Alemán says they feel that's crucial to creating a culture of respect.
Como dicen en Argentina, por ser minita tocas. No, por ser minita no. Toco porque mis canciones.
She says she's often asked if she got on stage for being a girl. She replies, no, I got on stage because my songs are good.
Pink when you're blushing inside. Baby, pink is the truth you can't hide. Maybe pink like the folds of your brain. Crazy pink as we all go insane.
We felt that naturally the best music that has been done in the previous year was made by women.
Marta Pallares of Primavera Sound says last year's strong releases by women led to the festival's decision to make 53% of its lineup this year women. That's a first for an international festival with over 200,000 attendees and more than a dozen stages.
We are not going back to a pale, male and stale lineup. It's not only about being diverse only in gender, but also in sexual orientation, on the nationalities of the artists we have. It's being diverse in every possible meaning of the word.
The music industry has long been known for being a boys' club. This year, Berklee College of Music in Boston and the nonprofit group Women in Music published a study about women in the industry. It found that while more than half of female artists reported feeling excluded because of their gender, a majority of them said they were satisfied with their work. Becky Pryor was the lead author of the study and says festivals are especially important for musicians' careers. They're a big part of their income.
We also know that audiences are over 50% women. So it makes some sense that the people who are performing are somewhat reflective of the audience. But as far as I can tell, Primavera really is the first of the large international festivals to reach this milestone.
Yet the women from the Barcelona collective Las Pibas Producen are reserving judgment until they see what impact this year's Primavera Sound Festival will have. Lucía Svetlitsa is another of the group's founders.
Veo que está creciendo mucho esta lucha, digamos. Lo que sí es, bueno, esto de cuánto es por moda o marketing y cuánto es real porque entienden la problemática.
While she sees the drive for gender parity growing, she wonders how much of it is a trend and how much of it is real. It's not just about filling quotas, she adds. It's about changing the entire culture. For NPR News, I'm Lucía Benavides in Barcelona.
And this is Here Now.